Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this October 10th, 2019, Thursday edition. I am Alex Jones, your host, and I'm going to be here with you today for just a few segments because Tom Papert, the co-host of Firepower, Will Johnson, weeknight 7 to 9 p.m., syndicated via radio and TV right here from this network, and of course syndicated to everybody via the internet at band.video, is going to be hosting. And I just really want him to host the show because he does such a really in-depth, great job breaking down world events. And I think he's somebody that really needs a big platform. He is ready for a marquee national broadcast. And that's what we're doing with Firepower with Ian Will Johnson. So look forward to him coming up here in about 15 minutes. At the start of segment three, he'll be in studio. I left the screens off here in the news set today because I thought it looked really interesting. And I was already thinking about when I came in, really try to strip away all the distractions and cut right to the heart of the matter of just how historic the times are. And so they hadn't turned the screens on yet. And I said, leave those off, at least for the first few segments, because I think it is archetypally a lot of things. It's kind of like 2001 Space Odyssey, like the monolith, but turned on its side. It's also a symbol of what happens if they take us and other independent media off the air. But again, it's a symbol of stripping everything away. But I'll move away from that discussion and give you a prelude of what I'm going to be covering in the next segment. We've heard a lot of talk about indictments coming soon and Trump's going to move against the deep state and the indictments are just a few months away. Well, I haven't seen Rudolph Giuliani make statements that are that strong until recently, and he made more of those statements on Fox News just the other night. So I thought I would get into that when we come back. Fireworks in October, Giuliani says Biden, Clinton, Obama to be exposed within weeks. Well, that's the intel, the information I have, and that's also sources that we have, and that's why the deep state is moving so quickly to try to block all this out. It's why they're panicking so hard right now. It's why they're trying to brand Trump as a criminal and basically have an unconstitutional coup against him with these hoax whistleblowers, is because Trump doesn't have any other choice. Hillary and the corrupt deep state that have been selling this country out forever wouldn't just go away. They want to continue their control. They believe that America is their prey, like a lion that's killed a gazelle, and by God, they're going to finish that meal. And after getting away with their crimes for so long, they believe they're politically bulletproof, and they believe that Trump, as they've said, is an anomaly. Of course, Trump's not an anomaly. While the arrogant globalists were congratulating themselves and patting each other on the back, we were building a populist, nationalist, anti-globalist movement that started back with people like Cleon Skousen and, of course, Barry Goldwater, long before Ron Paul or even Ronald Reagan picked up the anti-New World Order mantle, which they did a great job overall doing, at least in rhetoric. But we got very, very serious about it and pointed out that the CFR and other globalist groups were maneuvering China into a dominant power position and that they were going to then export that tyranny here to the United States through the corporations that basically set up China as a slave colony. So I'm going to first define why China is so important in this system and how we were the first to really point this out from the opposition. The globalists have been admitting it in their own white papers for a long time. Then we're going to get into Trump calling up the Marines, coming indictments, and so much more today right here on The Alex Jones Show with yours truly, Alex Jones, and then Tom Papert from his TV studios in Wichita, Kansas, and the TV station that he runs that also carries this show live. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. The globalists have been planning to make their move on America for decades and decades. Hillary was supposed to get in and complete the takeover, the censorship, all of it. That's why they took me off the air first and banned me across the internet, because they knew that what we were saying was dead on and they didn't want us raising the alarm. Well, guess what? Thanks to you spreading the word and steadfastly supporting InfoWars, we're still on the air and we're still fighting. So please keep spreading the word and keep buying the great products. We're running a massive sale right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. It's called the Everything Must Go Special. We're selling out of everything. Who knows we'll even be here in 6 months? Hopefully we will. Who knows the country will be here in 6 months? I just gut level know we need all the funds to go into the future, so we're selling everything out right now. Everything Must Go Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Please visit the store today. Again, it's the Everything Must Go Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. I have harped and harped and just really endlessly talked about communist China for 22 years or so of my 25-year tenure on air. And that's because it became very apparent by the mid-1990s that the CFR and other globalist groups were not playing games. They were deindustrializing the U.S. on purpose. They were demoralizing us by design. And they were strategically moving industry and rare earth minerals and all the other components of civilization to China and then making them exempt from global regulations and taxes. They then put them on the WTO and let them basically violate all the rules that everybody else had to follow. So they've been set up as a globalist slave colony of 1,400,000,000 people to strategically four major corporations take over the planet. So I want to be clear. Communist China is a criminal multinational network ruling over the poor people of China who are smart and hardworking, but because they have had such a huge population for 6,000 years, they have very low value on human life, and the people have been basically slaves and serfs in that entire history. So the communists were just a new form of feudalism and serfdom taking over in 1949 from the Chinese emperors who had had a similar form of slavery over them. But it's the multinational corporations about 150 years ago, the robber barons, that figured out how to deploy communism against areas of Europe that were freeing their serfs and Russia that was freeing its serfs. They can then hype the serfs up and say, well, don't just be free, overthrow your czars, overthrow your kaisers. Which czar just means king in Russian, Kaiser, again, just means king in German. And so it's not that the feudal kings were good. It's that they were being replaced with something that was totally godless, anti-family, and didn't even want a middle class or any merchants to exist, but wanted total centralized control. And it was the British oligarchs and the American oligarchs that were funding the 1917 revolution. So at the end of World War II, the United States saved China from Japan and their invasion that killed millions, our evil globalist government put Mao Zedong into power. That's all declassified. That's all public. And so when you see what's happening in China today, it's totally critical to understanding that the corporations want censorship, the Fortune 100. They want to get rid of the American system of big middle class. They want slave labor. They like communist China. They're not being dictated to by communist China. They put the Chi-Coms in power. And the Chi-Coms carry out eugenics operations against their own people, one-child policies, organ harvesting, you know, putting millions in camps, killing Christians, killing Buddhists. They believe that it'll finally be the communist experiment that works, but it's not even a communist system. No, ladies and gentlemen, it is a tyrannical, just kleptocracy that uses up the population as total slaves. But as the world awakens to this, it's beyond critical to not just make China the bad guy. The people aren't bad. It's the ruling class there put in by the globalists that have hijacked us. They just haven't been able to break our traditions of private property and religious freedom and right to self-defense because we already had those traditions and had defeated the British crown in the 1780s. We had fought for our freedom. The Chinese never had freedom, so that's why they were so easily subverted and turned into an engine of absolute abject corruption and evil. We'll be talking more about that today, but when you decry the Chi-Coms, decry the major corporations that virtue signal and push racial division and kneeling during the national anthem, and America was never great, it'll never be great, and no borders, no walls, no USA at all, and remember that the same sickness that took over Russia, that's taken over China, is trying to fully take over here and preaching the exact same stuff. All the Democrat candidates sound just like Mao Zedong. And they say political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. And Buttigieg says, we're going to take your guns because it's about government having power over you. So see, they're moving in for the kill.
And so this is not just a question about policy. This is a question about power.
Now let's shift gears back to the United States. Rudolph Giuliani, Trump's consigliere, as they call him, has come out on Fox News and said, look, very soon they're all about to be exposed. And, of course, the Justice Department was told there was an indictment of McCabe, and it went up to the deputy head, AG, and they said, please shoot this down. And they said, no, that was almost a month ago. So we should see the public announcement of these indictments. And what Giuliani had to say on Fox is in line with that. This needs to happen. It has to happen. Trump must get on the offense or the deep state will only be more emboldened to illegally remove him from office via this whole ongoing coup attempt we're witnessing.
For years, Obama had a pay-for-play operation in his administration. That's disgusting. And one of the reasons they're fighting so hard, if Biden comes out, so does Clinton come out. And about three others. This goes right to the top of the Obama administration. And the administration Biden has scandals. It'll be the most scandal-ridden administration in our history.
Obama didn't care about
ethics. He didn't care, otherwise it wouldn't happen. That's right. The vice president should have been stopped from doing this by a president who had the slightest bit of integrity. But a Chicago Paul like Obama, pay for play, eight times, millions of dollars for your vice president, and hundreds of millions for your secretary.
Oh, the foundation. This was all.
Just bought the offices.
Joe, how confident you are in the next couple of weeks, we're going to know a lot more from Horowitz, Durham, and the rest.
This is going to be bang, bang couple of weeks.
Now, I want to hit one more big story before we go to break and Tom Papert takes over. And that's this report that's up on InfoWars.com where some reporters went out to California and said, hey, have you heard? New York has outlawed the term illegal alien. That's in federal law. They're illegal. They're an alien to our country. That's just the law. So they call you in Mexico as a foreign alien. And so we've thought about flying an airplane above New York, you know, saying deport illegal aliens just because it's our right to say it. It's the First Amendment. New York and this thought control, mind control board they've created does not have the right to say that. And we need to fight that and litigate that out. And they need to be reprimanded. They need to get in trouble for what they're doing. But they're expanding the censorship we've seen on the Maoist-style universities to everywhere else. And bowing to it is only going to intensify the authoritarianism of these people. They're really trying to henpeck us into total submission. And if you allow that, then we will face the arrest of political dissidents that we already see accelerating in Europe and other areas. I mean, this is a real present danger. And these people know what they're doing. So here is a clip from folks out in California agreeing that the term illegal alien should be outlawed there as well. Remember, they just passed a law last year in California that if you use the wrong pronoun for all these imaginary different sexual preferences, that you can be arrested. I mean, this is incredible fascism.
So in New York, they're recently trying to make it finable if you use the word illegal alien. Do you think that that's right?
Yes, I actually do agree with that in a certain way because New York is very diverse. And it's not only one race or one ethnicity. That's a dehumanizing term, in my opinion. Like, in my Chicano studies class, you had a whole discussion about it. And I think it's used to put down people to dehumanize them, to make them seem a lot less than they really are. And I think it should actually never be used.
Some people say it's like a racist term. What do you think about that?
I just personally think it's wrong. If I wouldn't want it said to me, I wouldn't want to say it to anybody else.
It has that, like, weight to it for me. So I think it goes with the same words like the N-word and stuff like that. It carries that same effect to Hispanic people, at least in my case, at least.
It really is mind-blowing that we've gotten to this point. But a lot of people think, oh, they're just well-meaning liberals. They don't understand. No. The same corporations that set up China and the communists are setting this up. It's the same systems in Europe, the same systems in Canada, Australia. This is an admitted UNESCO UN plan to feminize the men, to sterilize the population, to dumb us down. We are having war literally waged against us. And until we wake up to the fact that this is conscious and on purpose, we don't have a prayer of fixing it. But when we do admit it's conscious and that we have a right to say no to it, people have courage and we can defeat this very quickly, because this globalism system is absolutely tyrannical. It's a bunch of corporations above the law who are tax exempt, who don't even pay taxes, who are all trying to get us to infight with each other on race and religion, while their command base is communist China, the most racist, homogeneous nation on the planet. And speaking of that, later we've got a special report coming up on China that you're not going to want to miss. And as I said, Tom Papert, who is a very smart individual, is going to be taking over with the latest breaking news, your phone call, special guests, and so much more on the other side of this live global transmission on October 10th, 2019. Please stay with us and spread the word.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. We're about to go back live to Tom Papert. I just wanted to file a quick report here concerning Paul Joseph Watson's article at NewsWars.com, where Facebook is now banning the OK symbol. Now, again, that seems like it's silly. It doesn't make any sense. They're just idiots that have basically part of a moral panic. No. It was the Fabian Socialist plan, and George Orwell wrote about this. He was at their highest levels of their leadership, to set up a system where they could arbitrarily go in and start removing language. And that they, as the high priest of language, would then decide who could use that language. And so this is about AI computers saying, okay, you can't have Alex Jones's photo or anything positive about him or you'll be banned, and AI is going to blur his photo out. I've had hundreds of people, including Caitlin Bennett, send me shots of photos they posted years ago where I've been blurred out or InfoWars has been blurred out, then they're threatened to be banned. Some have been banned. So this is where the AI comes in. And then they're always going to be adding more things. They're saying Donald Trump is a white supremacist symbol. They're saying red hats and making America great is evil. They're saying America existing. Remember, nationalism itself is bad. This is all meant on erasing the nation and identity and you being able to even use basic communication. So, yes, it's racist to say white free day at major colleges. Yes, it's racist to say whites have to go to re-education. We thought they're bad. America and the West is now an open-air re-education camp. That's not a word I use to make it sound bad. That's what it is. Obama created documents where they told the Army, prepare to put Americans in camps for, quote, re-education. And they used the term re-education in official Army.mil documents. That's why elements of U.S. intelligence revolted, picked up our information on how to reboot the country, boosted it, and we got Trump in. Because the other system would be total tyranny. There is no option here. These people aren't playing games. They're not backing down. They're not going away until we say no. Every time you acquiesce to them, every time you bow to them, every time you use the language they say to use, they are breaking your will and setting themselves up as the controllers, setting themselves up as the arbiters, setting themselves up as the priesthood that rule over everyone. It's time to realize these are conscious authoritarians with a scientific plan. Limbaugh always calls them environmentalist wackos. They're not wackos. They're dominant megabanks that want to tax and control all carbon on the planet and track and trace it. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your religious freedoms. They're coming for the ability to you even to live. They're coming with forced inoculations. Google is now nothing but a giant big pharma company. It's on. They're allied with the Chi-Coms. They mean business. They think we're weak. They don't respect us. But you know what? I respect you. And you know what? They were arrogant just a few years ago. They're scared now, and they should be, because they're never getting away with this. They think their tyranny is so big that it can't fail. They think it's so over the top, we won't be able to face the reality of how bad it is. It'll be blindsided. we're not blindsided because of you taking action, because you spreading the word, because you praying to God every day, and because of you financially supporting InfoWars. Back to Tom Papert and his critical report and so much more. I'll be back in live tonight with Will Johnson for live coverage of the giant Trump event. I'm here taking care of some key business. Sorry about the background noise. Now back to the live transmission in the ATX. Break your conditioning. Refuse to submit and be free. Reinvent America. Relaunch the Republic before it's too late. The world is counting on you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. That was a special report from Alex Jones, who is out of the studio today on an important mission that shall not be disclosed. But I want to go in depth on Facebook removing this OK hand sign as a form of hate speech. This, you know, a couple months ago, Paul Joseph Watson on Summit.News covered me being banned from Facebook because, again, this. It's terrible, isn't it? Are you frightened for the viewers who, or for the listeners, I should say, I'm doing the dreaded sign. Now, this comes not that long after the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, designated the OK hand symbol as a form of hate speech. And as we know, the ADL seems to rule the world when it comes to this type of thing. So this article is from nationalfile.com. And again, this just happened. Not that long before Facebook and the Instagram decided to ban it. ADL officially designates OK sign as a hate symbol. And of course began this ADL designated hate sign, the OK symbol, in 2017 as an online troll campaign to trick the media into believing it was racist, despite knowing that the entire thing was made up to incense the liberal media, which the ADL admitted years ago. They admitted, you know, they're trying to troll us. We can't just bow to the trolls. So, no, this hate symbol is not actually a hate symbol. So, despite knowing this, the ADL declared the OK sign to be an unironically racist symbol and included it in its hate symbol database. This is what they had to say. Some white supremacists themselves soon also participated in such trolling tactics, lending an actual credence to those who labeled the trolling gesture as racist in nature. By 2019, at least some white supremacists seem to have abandoned the ironic or satiric intent behind the original trolling campaign and used the symbol as a sincere expression of white supremacy. So there you have it. The ADL has confirmed it. They are the fount of truth. They are the language police, as Alex explained. Now we have Facebook and its subsidiary Instagram following the ADL in lockstep. Even though they say they do not map to the SPLC, the ADL, they say that they have their own brain when it comes to banning things for hate speech. They say they make their own decisions. This casts a little bit of doubt on that, I think. So this is a very important article today. It's up at InfoWars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Alex just referenced it. Instagram to remove photos of OK hand sign as hate speech. Users could be banned for something as simple as this. Nobody take a screenshot. Radio listeners, do not ever put your index and thumb finger together and put the middle ring and pinky out. You are a hateful person if you do. Instagram will begin removing photos of people displaying the OK hand sign and possibly banning users who do so under the company's new hate speech rules. According to Instagram, we remove photos of hate speech or symbols like swastikas or white power hand signs, states the company's report function. This is exactly what Alex describes. They're testing. They're constantly testing to see what we will buckle to. There are already words that are completely fine to say in any company. For instance, if you're a car enthusiast, you may refer to a transmission as a tranny. But if you say that on Facebook, even in that context, you will get banned. So now that we have an entire generation of people who are afraid to say certain words, there's the T word, the R word, the F word, so many words, and I don't mean the four-letter expletive we can't say on television. I could say this one on television, but because of my Facebook programming, I won't. You see, just as Alex said, I have buckled to these language police officers, the new priests of knowledge over Facebook, Instagram, Google, Twitter, and I am supplicating myself before them. And it's one of the reasons I think everybody respects Alex Jones. He refused to do exactly that. When we come back, we're going to have another person who has been deplatformed almost to the extent of Alex. You're watching The Alex Jones Show.
As the world awakens to the fact that InfoWars was right, that Alex Jones was right, I could sit here and do a victory lap, but folks, we don't have time. I don't want to do a victory lap. I'm not happy that I was right about all this. No. I don't want to be a slave of the globalist and live like a Chi-Com slave. I want to see the poor Chinese people freed. I don't want to be brought down to their level. I want to see them brought up to our level. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be involved. Now is the time to be spreading the word. And now is the time to financially support InfoWars. And we make it so easy. It's such a 360 win. We're running a gigantic special. In some ways, it's the biggest ever. Certainly on a whole bunch of the items. 40 to 70% off. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. It is the everything must go special. And I'm just going to sell out of all the products we've got. Some of these are at cost. We're bringing in some money on some of the others, and it's all vitally needed. And now is the time to fill up our war chest, to go in to this key year of 2020. So please support us at InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great products.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Now you're sending it sometimes.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, filling in for Alex today. Remember, I'm going to keep reminding you, Alex will be live on Firepower tonight, 7 p.m. Make sure to watch for the Trump rally. My guest for the next two segments is Louis Huey. He is host of the popular podcast Major League Liberty. He's a Colorado Proud Boy and activist. He has been perhaps better than anyone else exposing drag queen story time and drag time for children events happening in Colorado. But Louis has also, to a very large extent, been deplatformed almost as badly as Alex Jones. He's still allowed to have a couple little holdout social media networks, but he has been completely taken off Facebook, and that avalanche started again because of this evil white power hate sign. For radio listeners, you know what it is. Be very afraid. Never do that. Never do that. So, Louis, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom. Good to see you again, my friend.
Absolutely. It's great to have you here. So if you've missed the news, the new breaking news for the day is that Instagram, of course, a subsidiary of Facebook owned by Mark Zuckerberg, is going to ban you for doing that vile white supremacist hate sign that most people refer to as the OK symbol. Now, you have been completely deplatformed from Facebook, and the original reason was because you did this. But can you talk about this I don't even know what to call it, this tyrannical thought and language policing that you've experienced and that those users, those few people who are still on Facebook are experiencing. What is your thought on this latest move?
Well, I think what the ADL and the SPLC are doing is more of the same of what they've been doing for the past couple of years. What they're doing, like Alex says, is policing our language and our thoughts. And so now what they're going to do is they're going to go after signs like this or even saying illegal alien. They're going to use that against us to shut down conservative speech. They're not actually – this is not racist. This does not mean white power. But it gives them the excuse to shut us down, and that's exactly what they did. Now, you can have Barack Obama or some leftists out there doing the same signal right here, but they're going to be just fine and no one bats an eye about it. But since I'm a conservative and I'm a libertarian activist and a Colorado Proud Boy, they want to shut me down immediately. And as soon as I was on my way out to Portland last month, now 2 months ago, that's when they shut me down. They used that as the excuse. They said that I belong to a criminal organization. I've never broken any laws. I haven't hurt anybody. I just use my voice. And I don't threaten anyone. I've never called for harm. I've never called for anything like that. But just throwing this up right there is enough for you to be banned for life from Facebook. They didn't even give me a warning. I can't even get my baby pictures back. I've appealed probably 30 times to Facebook to look into my suspension and permanent banning. No response. It's been 2.5 months. It won't give me anything. I feel like Laura Loomer, man. I want to go to Silicon Valley and go talk to Facebook headquarters, but you know that's not going to work because they're not going to give us an explanation either. They're just going to continue banning all of us. I see my friends list on Twitter and YouTube just going down and down and down and down. Everyone's being banned. Everyone's being silenced, and it's for reasons like this. That's it. That's all it takes now. It's absurd. We are living in this dystopian future. It's, you know, we used to hear Alex Jones saying it's going to be here. It's here now. It's actually here. It's actually quite frightening.
Right. I know you are completely on point there with everything you just said. Now, you have been, of course, deplatformed from Facebook, and the reason is because you are associated with the Colorado Proud Boys, who Facebook considers to be a violent gang and group of thugs or something along those lines. But I want to unpack this a little bit because it's an example of how Facebook uses and abuses language. Because we had, I believe it was the Washington Post, put out an erroneous report over a year ago, I think, saying that the FBI has considered the Proud Boys to be an extremist group or something along those lines. Now, the FBI later came out and said, no, we don't do that. That's not what we're in the business of doing. It is not an extremist group, which is very rare. You never see the FBI come out and say something like that. But regardless, the Washington Post or whatever publication it was, I believe the Post, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the Post kept their original article up and instead they put out a second article, which is now on screen that folks can see. They never retracted. They never corrected. They just put out a second article. So then, organizations like Facebook, we've seen major banks do it. What they do is they cite the original Washington Post article without and pretend that the other one never exists. I've seen other publications do this. The Miami New Times has done it. It just seems to be this new way to abuse language, to pretend like the part two to the article never existed. So can you talk about how this abuse of language, how on earth do they justify this, and what are the real ramifications that it has for people like you?
Well, first of all, it's very dangerous what's going on right now, because the people that read the New York Times or Washington Post or any of these leftist rags out there, they truly believe what they're being told. And if you say the lie enough, they really think that it's going to stick. And for some reason, it's sticking. So that's why, yeah, like this, they're saying that this is a hate signal. It's not. But poor brainwashed Marxists out there and liberals believe it. They eat it up. And then they use it in the streets as justification to hurt us. Now, the SPLC and the Washington Post, they don't want to retract their statements. They're just going to double down and keep hammering away, like Alex Jones would say, and just keep saying the same lie over and over and over again. I'm not a hateful person, but what has happened now is I have leftist groups, Redneck Revolt, Antifa, all these Marxists. They come to my house now. They slashed my tires. They threatened my life. And I have no way of defending myself because I'm deplatformed. So now we have people chasing us down in the streets, following us home, causing violence in our neighborhoods, like they did here in Aurora just a couple weeks ago, and it's getting out of control. This is how dangerous the situation is that we're living in here. I'm actually in the process of moving. So if I sound a little echoey right now, it's because there's nothing left in my condo. But this is dangerous, and honestly, this future landscape and the political landscape, I'm nervous, man, because this is getting real. The Cold Civil War is on right now. And anyone on the fence that doesn't think that it's coming, it's here. It's already here.
Right. They're ratcheting people up. They're driving leftists into a state of utter hysteria. And again, people like you cannot defend themselves. Now, Louis, we're getting ready to go to a break here in a couple minutes. But if you can, just very quickly, and then we'll talk about it in the next segment, talk about some of the drag queen events that you have been showing up at. It's the reason why they're slashing your tires and they're going to your house, because they must defend the drag queens. Drag queens have a right to have a 4 or 5 or 6 year old boy sit on their lap, regardless of whether or not they might have a criminal history. That is their right, and you are a Nazi for trying to stop that right. Tell us about a couple of these events in 2 minutes.
Okay, yeah. So once a month here in Denver, Colorado, at Mile High Comics, which is the largest comic book store in North America, they host a once-a-month all-ages children's drag show. Yes, boys 4 to 9 years old are dressing in women's lingerie for dollars and tips. And they're saying it's love is love, and they're calling me and my boys Nazis, and they say that we're out there to harass the children. No, we're there using our First Amendment right to peacefully assemble and use our words and say this is wrong. No matter how you dress it, it's not cute and cuddly. It's pedophilia. You are grooming our children. You are taking away mothers and fathers. You're destroying the family unit. It's out of control. And so last Sunday, I was going to go cover it with me and my Proud Boys again, and they knew I was going to be there, and they slashed my tires, so I was not allowed to be there. But I still had about 15 of my Proud Boys show up, so I'm sure they weren't too happy about that. This is disgusting. There was also another children's drag time story hour in northern Colorado, where we actually found out that two of the transgender drag queens, whatever you want to call them, that were reading to the children were actually convicted pedophiles and the active prostitutes on Colfax. And they didn't do any background checks, but it's perfectly fine for you to bring your children to these evil events. We're here, man. This Marxist revolution is here. And if we don't start doing something, we need more guys out there. We need more people out there. It's disgusting. Stop doing things to our children, man. I don't care what you do in your bedroom, consenting adults, but when you're involving children, that's pedophilia, and that is evil and wrong. And it's got to stop. It's disgusting.
It is truly disgusting, and I commend you for being brave enough to do that. I mean, you have a child, and I assume when you're doing this, you're thinking, what if somebody brainwashed your child into wearing girls' clothes? I mean, this isn't just girls' clothes. We're not talking a little My Little Pony sweatshirt. We're talking, you get a six-year-old boy dressed like he's a woman of the night down in the bad part of town soliciting Johns. It's truly disgusting. When we come back, I want to hear more about this. We're going to talk more about the insanity of drag queen events that are happening in Colorado, what is being done to peacefully, lawfully, politically oppose them, and how you can get in touch with Louis, who is, again, he's been unpersoned. He's one of the verboten people. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for Alex. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this short commercial break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Again, I am Tom Pavard, filling in for Alex, who will be back tonight for Firepower. He's going to guest host with Will Johnson, where I normally am, and they're going to be covering the Trump rally. This Trump rally is bound to be insane because of the local city government trying to make sure Trump can't have a rally by ratcheting up costs for security, which is a common left-wing tactic. My guest for this segment is Louis Huey. He is host of Major League Liberty, an unpersoned individual. Louis was talking about what he's been doing to provide peaceful, lawful, and political pushback to the drag queen epidemic that's been happening in Colorado as well as the rest of the United States. Louis, you were just talking a moment ago about your tires being slashed by these people. I wonder if you can unpack this for a little little bit, because this is an event that happens where they get 4 to 9 year old little boys, little young children dressing up like sluts, wearing God knows what. I don't know what these people, these children's parents must be thinking. They're sick, demented human beings, but they go and they parade and they dance in their underwear and they do it for money. They do it for tips. Young boys dancing for tips. This is the type of degeneracy that you only used to see in backward parts of Afghanistan, and now it's in Denver, Colorado at the Mile High Comic Club, or the comic book store. So tell us, you go to this every month. You were telling me the other day that you had these people come out. You saw, essentially, the people who slashed your tires, correct?
Yes. Yes, I did. I saw them in my neighborhood, so I went out there to my car. I tried to put it in reverse and back up. I didn't see my tires yet, but the car wouldn't go anywhere. And sure enough, I get out of the car, look around. All four of my tires have been slashed. And the reason why they did this is because it's the same reason why they banned me off of Facebook. Because I counter the fake news. I'm out there with a phone, cameras, and a crew, and my Proud Boys, and we're exposing all the evil filth going on in the world out there. And they don't want me doing that. They want the general populace coming home being brainwashed, dumb, and deaf. And you'll listen to what they have to say. Otherwise, we're going to ban you, just like we banned Alex Jones, Louis Huey, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, and all the rest of us. That's why they slashed my tires, because they don't want me out there. They think I'm a threat. Right. Now, if they have nothing to hide, then why are they doing that?
You were telling me about you tried to go into this event to see exactly what happens, which seems to be, I mean, if they have nothing to hide, why wouldn't they let you in? So talk a little bit about what happened when you tried to just go see what was happening in this drag queen child event.
Well, after the first time that I went there, the leader of the whole thing, Chuck, I can't remember his last name, but he goes by the name of Betty Pages now. He said, you know what? We're not in here causing pedophilia. We're not harming children. If you want to come and see what's going on our show, if you promise to not be unruly, we'll let you in. And myself, my podcast, Major League Liberty, Logan, Anki from my Colorado Proud Boys, we said, yes, we want to come in there and film it and see what's going on. We'll be peaceful. That's fine. And they said, no, we're not going to let you in there, and you can't film. What are you hiding? Why can't I come in there and film? I'm just a citizen journalist. I'm not there to harass children like they say in the news and they tell the other reporters out there. They say that I'm coming to harass the children. I'm there to save the children, honestly. And that's what they don't want me to do. They don't want me to show the rest of the world what's really going on. They just want to say love is love.
Right. Love is love. That's their new thing. And love is love, and love has no age. It's disgusting. It's pedophilia being shoved in the face of everyday Americans. Now, do we have any idea what actually happens in these events other than the fact that there's five-year-old boys wearing adult women's clothing? I mean, are there videos? Is there anything publicly available? Or is this completely cameras off, closed, standing room only type of event?
That's what they want it to be. No videos out at all. They don't want any coverage. There has been a few that have been leaked, but Facebook and YouTube shut that down as soon as it goes out. And the algorithms won't even let anybody see it. There are. I mean, if you search hard enough on YouTube, you might be able to find a couple. But they're going to have 7 views, and it's going to be buried under 20 pages of search results, and you're not going to find it. And when the YouTube does find it, it's gone.
Truly, truly disgusting. So talk a little bit more about these two people who I believe you said were convicted pedophiles who are doing the drag queen story time. This is something, it's an epidemic. It's happened in Texas. It's happened all over the country. In fact, in Wichita, Kansas, where I'm broadcasting from right now, we had a big scandal because they said it was anti-LGBT to do a criminal background check on these so-called drag queens. So they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do the background check. And we don't have any right to know because that's anti-LGBT. So talk a little bit about this separate event that you were mentioning in the last segment.
So yeah, it was a library up in, I believe, Windsor, Colorado, up northern of Denver, and they were doing just a one-time event as far as I know, but we actually exposed it. I want to say a special thanks to David Huntwork. He leads a patriot group out here in Colorado. I think it's MAGA Trump Colorado, and they actually exposed 2 actual known prostitutes from Colfax, a transgender drag queen, whatever. But both of them have been charged with sex crimes against children. There was no background check performed, which means that either they're willingly doing this and knowingly doing this, or they're lying and they're okay with it. I mean, you see AOC out there the other day saying we need to abolish prisons, and this is getting out of control. The leftists, can you imagine this? All they stand for is lawlessness. And they're taking our children. Right. The state actually owns our children now. And they're pushing convicted sex offenders on our children. And they're dancing around in clothes, teaching our kids how to twerk. This is out of control. People need to start standing up against this. I can't be the only guy. We need some help out here.
You're right. All across the country, people need to, again, legally, lawfully, peacefully, politically stand up against this. And if you have these events happening, it is your right to stand on the sidewalk on public property and say that you disagree with what's happening. That needs to be happening all across the country, exactly what you're doing. So, Louis, I want to definitely hear in a couple minutes, we're going to have you say with a few places people can still find you. But briefly, you also had a run-in with Antifa that resulted in, I believe, some assaults. There's multiple people that are facing criminal charges, or maybe they've already been convicted. Can you tell us about that?
Or are you talking about our event last September?
I am.
So yes. About a year ago, I held a rally at the Denver Capitol building called the Internet Rally Censorship of Conservatives. We were rallying against that. And there was about 40 Antifa that showed up. And they were on the street down there on Broadway in downtown Denver yelling all these hateful things about how I'm a white supremacist, I'm a Nazi, and I hate LGBTQs and minorities. Well, I'm a minority. I'm Hispanic. I'm not a white supremacist. Anyways, seven Antifa members that day were in fact arrested because they split open four of my friends' heads with metal batons and attacked police officers. It was a complete media blackout. The only thing Colorado media said was that we held a hate rally at the Capitol. Not a mention of the fact that seven little Marxists went to jail because they were attacking police officers and my friends with metal batons. I mean, split their heads open. Not a mention of it on the news. And
no,
only one of these seven Antifa members... Yeah, it was, and Tom was there. Thank you. Tom was one of my speakers. Oh, they hated you. Oh, I love
you.
See,
I had never faced Antifa before, and I didn't realize that if you antagonize them, I mean, the violence happened before I was ever there, but everybody else was just saying, yeah, America, stop the censorship, put Alex Jones back on Facebook, and I was there saying that Antifa is the paramilitary wing of the Democrat Party, which is completely true in my view, but they were not happy about that. And at one point in that event, the police got everybody together and said, if there is one more incident of violence that, by the way, Antifa was causing, I did not see a single Proud Boy or security person there from our side being violent. But if there is one more violent incident, then the rally was going to be called off. I mean, we had Antifa. The police gave us an escort out of the area. Antifa was embedded in there. It was like demons. These people would get out of their car because police stopped traffic, and these people get out of their car and, screw you, Nazi scum, screw you. And then you walk down the street, and it's like the demon jumped to another body because another person in another car two blocks away just picks up where that person left off. Nazi scum, you have to die! Get out of my city! Denver doesn't want you! It was almost unfathomable to see everything Alex Jones talks about being proven exactly 100% correct with my own eyes. It was disturbing. So, Louis, where can people still find you? I know you still have some social media. Please tell folks where they can watch what you're doing, where they can watch Major League Liberty, and where they can support you legally, lawfully, politically, peacefully, when it comes to standing up against this degeneracy from the left.
Okay, well, my podcast, Major League Liberty, you can still find us on Facebook. We're running on fumes because we started late in 2016, right when those algorithms really started hitting. So they never really let us grow that much. When we first started, we hit 1 million views in like 5 minutes. Now we're lucky to get 2,000 views. But you can still find my podcast on Facebook, Major League Liberty. You can find me and my podcast on Twitter. I'm at Real Louis Huey. We're also on YouTube, we're on Minds, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on MeWe. And we're not going anywhere.
Fantastic. I love that you're still willing to fight against the scum, even after everything they've done to you, the threats of violence, the actual violence, the destruction of property. You are a fighter, my friend. Thank you for being out there.
Always. I'm not going anywhere, but yep, you see what I deal with on a day-to-day basis. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not scared of you. I'm scared of the New World Order, but not Antifa. Thanks, Tom.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Louis. Everyone, you're watching The Alex Jones Show. My name is Tom Pappert. In the next segment, we're going to have, next hour, we're going to have Will Johnson, my co-host for Firepower. He's going to be hosting with Alex tonight, covering the Trump rally. We're going to give you a taste of what Firepower is all about and talk about the news of the day. Once again, I'm Tom Pappert. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.